I just interviewed Norm Bergram, and a lot of people are going to be very curious. I thank you at the end of my interview with Norm, and you were the inspiration who told us many years ago that we should interview Norm Bergram. And you told us about the hologram, the airplane that he had seen and told you about. And then I asked him about that on the you can hear it on the interview as well. And that's basically what you said flew into the Pentagon, or not the Pentagon, into the Twin Towers. And it's beginning to look like you're correct. There's more and more people out there now jumping on that bandwagon, admitting that there may have not even been a real airplane that flew into those towers.
Right. Well, I sure took a lot of flack back in those early days when people were trying to figure out what happened there. But on one of the forums, there was like about 10 or 15 people that would attack me for saying that it was a hologram. And their argument was, is they say, well, people actually saw it. And, it's hard to tell people that our advancement in technology is so far ahead of what they know about that what they think is magic is actually real. And what they can do is project a flying object like a Boeing 767 and project light, sound, and everything it needs for people to believe that that was a Boeing 767 going at 300 miles an hour across the tops of the buildings and hitting the World Trade Center. But in fact, it was just a hologram. And when it was visually, when you see that CNN clip that looks like it's slicing through butter, when the airplane doesn't even slow for a millisecond, they set off the explosives that made it look like that the airplane was actually the cause. But if anybody wants to read the best book that's ever been put out on 9/11, it's Judy Wood's book, and it's called Where Did the Towers Fall? And if you get that book and read it all the way through, it's like 600 pages. It has the best drawings, the best photographs. I mean, it's just well done. And Judy is a doctor of mechanical engineering, and she really knows what she's talking about. And she tells you exactly the method with which those Twin Towers fell. And basically, it was a...
We're going to have an interruption here, John. There's a commercial coming up. We'll be right back with John Lear. Thank you. Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to John Lear. We were just talking about the holograms, the planes that were flown into the Trade Center. John, I don't know if you've heard this, but recently I had a guest on, a very interesting man named David E. Martin. Have you heard of him?
No.
Okay. Well, he was basically part of a group of 12 people that were given the proposition of buying the presidency, according to his story. He's a top executive. Very well known in the business world, apparently, and has written a book. It's a fiction, but he says that it's actually fact. He wrote it in the form of a novel. In that book, he says that what happened in 9/11 was that there were gamers that were hired by the powers that be to actually to fly the planes into the Pentagon and into, well, I don't know about the Pentagon because as far as I know, that's a missile, but into the Twin Towers and the one that crashed in, I think it was Pennsylvania. And that they were actually, they didn't know what they were doing. They were given a game kind of a scenario, a virtual scenario to do to see if they could do it. Now, I've also heard recently when I was at Conspiracy Con, I'm afraid I don't remember his name, but he was talking about the hologram theory, but he augmented that by saying that there were drones that were flying alongside the the hologram type of things, and that they were actually cloaked with invisibility, and they were what provided the sound effects. That's why the sound effects of the planes flying into the Pentagon, or I mean, again, into the Twin Towers, were so real, is because they really were planes there, but they were flying, I guess, above the holograms, and they were supplying the actual sound effect. And they were being flown by, well, at least according to this guy, David E. Martin, it sounds like possibly they were being flown by gamers. Does this make any sense to you?
No, because the hologram itself contains the sound and the light. They don't have to provide sound for it. But the World Trade Center was destroyed by beams that... it was actually a molecular dissociation, which it reduced the molecular makeup of concrete and steel down to a size of initially to 38 microns, and then it just actually disappeared. That's why there was no wreckage, or very little wreckage, of the World Trade Center. It was just like one story of concrete and steel. There was hardly anything left, and all that dust in Manhattan was the dust, the 38 micron size dust of being disintegrated by this weapon. And let me be sure that the Pentagon, there was no missile or airplane. It was an overfly. Actually, the airplane 76 or 757 came down north of the Sitco station and went down to about 100 feet and then climbed away and either went to Andrews Air Force Base or someplace else. But nothing went into the Pentagon. That was explosives. And the reason we know that is because the lady that was, let's see, what was her name? April Gallup was an Army intelligence specialist, and she was sitting 40 feet away from that wall. And her six-month-old son was in his baby carriage thing right under her feet. And when the explosion came, there was nothing that came in, or there was no fuel no fuel smell, or any kind of a jet fuel or anything like that. And after that hole opened, she picked up her son and walked out of that hole in the concrete of the side of the Pentagon and went onto the grass for triage. So there was nothing, no missile or anything, that went into the Pentagon.